Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On this Labor Day, President Obama will be in Milwaukee to deliver a Labor Day speech on the U.S. economy. In Massachusetts, officials from organized labor, supporters, and political figures are attending several traditional Labor Day breakfasts this morning, following one of the most dramatic worker successes in recent memory, the conclusion of the Market Basket supermarket chain saga. To talk about that and about Labor Day, we're joined right now by Steve Tolman, the president of the AFL-CIO in Massachusetts. He's on the highway right now, shuttling between events in Boston and Worcester. Steve Tolman, good morning and thanks.
Well, good morning, Bob, and happy Labor Day to you and all those listening.
What's the message on the state of organized labor to the rank and file on this Labor Day, Stephen?
Well, the message essentially is that, as we saw in Market Basket, solidarity works. If we stick together and work together and fight together, we will win together. But we cannot do it if we're going to be divided.
I want to come back to Market Basket in a minute, but first I want to talk about not necessarily the middle class, but about low-wage workers and getting a living wage for low-wage workers. There will be rallies this week in Massachusetts pushing for a $15 an hour wage. In your view, what's the likelihood of success in that effort to push back against big business?
Well, you know, Bob, I think it's getting a lot of traction because people are realizing that these people working behind the fast food are raising families. They're paying rent. And if you look at our agenda and what we've accomplished this year, there's been a significant success in legislation for this very same group that we're talking about, whether it's the minimum wage, whether it's domestic workers, or most importantly, what we have on the ballot, earn sick time.
Let's come back to Market Basket now and non-organized labor. The non-union shop of the Market Basket supermarket chain workers were hugely successful, as you noted, in the last 6 weeks, pushing their cause to get their ousted CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas, back in power, essentially shutting down the chain, forcing its sale to Demoulas. What are the takeaways for organized labor for you in their success?
Well, you know, the ingredient that really worked was that they stayed together. And that's kind of what solidarity is in the labor movement, is knowing that we have to be together and make that chain and that bond and let nobody divide us.
But what's it say that they were able to do this, achieve what they achieved without a union? They apparently didn't need a union to get what they wanted.
You know, they used the principle of what bonds the labor movement together. That always doesn't happen. And they stuck together because they had a good boss. And unfortunately, those good bosses are becoming like dinosaurs.
You know, a lot of people find it remarkable how much community support they got in their effort, almost a complete customer boycott. And I'm wondering if that should be contrasted against what's going on with the unionized school bus drivers in Boston, who last week conducted a limited, I suppose, job action with kids stranded on some Boston streets and some Boston parents feeling angry. How logical is that kind of action, especially after the good feeling in the community and the public engendered by the Market Basket folks, do you think, Steve Tolman?
Let me be very clear. Sometimes this behavior, when people are getting jerked around, sometimes there is behavior that is not condoned by organized labor. And you know what? That should not be the scale of justice.
Just so I'm clear on this, are you saying that what the Boston school bus drivers did was not condoned?
Well, Bob, it's very clear that there's a dispute. Let me assure you that they were mistreated and there were reasons for their actions. There's still four people that have been fired inappropriately. And we're trying to get them back to work.
All right. Quick last question, Steve Tolman. Quick answer on this. Do you hope, does the AFL-CIO hope that the Market Basket workers can be unionized now?
You know what, Bob? What we're real happy about is for their success. They challenged the system that was injustice, and they were successful. There was a lot of goodwill from the AFL-CIO. We didn't do it just to organize. We did it because it's right, Bob.
Steve Tolman, president of the AFL-CIO in Massachusetts, thank you very much for speaking with us on this Labor Day.
You're welcome, Bob.